Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Voice for Victims podcast. Stand up and speak up.
Welcome, everyone, to Voice for Victims podcast with your host, Crystal Steins. Tonight, we have a special guest on the show. Her name is Melody Jensen. She has 54 years pioneer in wellness, anti-aging life coaching, image consulting, and 54 years fitness aerobic jazzercise business, private label manufacturing for wellness and product development. She was in the Shape magazine columns, international pageants, corp training, convention speaking, Sony Nabisco, Warner Lambert, Park Davis, Merck Sharp Foam, Pfizer, Goldman Sachs, Tiffany & Company. Melody's image centers were the first turnkey image centers in the first biggest spa chain in USA. International coaching seminars, she is now the owner of MelodiesHappyWorld.com. And she also owns MelodySecret.com image profile system. Let's welcome Melody Jensen to the show. Hi, Melody. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing just fabulous. And Crystal, you are such, what do I say about you? You're amazing, and what a leader and pioneer you are. And I'm just thrilled and so happy to be on your show. And you are one of those women that when people meet you, they're just going to gravitate to you even more and more. And your mission is so valuable to today's world. So thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for such a pleasant introduction of me and the kindness of your words. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I am really inspired about what you're doing. Obviously, with all your history and background of everything you've done over the years, and then the fact that you've created this Melody's Happy World, I think it's just amazing. You know, what you're doing as well in the community, you're really helping a lot of people. And if you want to maybe touch a little bit on your Melody's Happy World, or even if you want to talk a little bit about your background to start, that would be fine as well.
Okay. Thank you, Crystal. Well, you know, every story, everyone has their own story. They have their own pity parties. They have their own lessons in life that they have to learn. And I'm here today to say I'm not perfect, and I'm sure trying to be better. And guess what? I have the most exciting life, and I have the most creative life, because guess what? If you don't go within, you go without. Each and every one of us have a mission, I believe, in this world. And I believe the knowledge that we gain in this world continues with us in the hereafter. That's my belief. And so the more people we can serve, guess what? We get happier. People are wondering, what makes us happy? It's making other people. What do you do to be happy? What do you do to make a difference? What do you do? Well, when I look at my life, starting back in teenagehood, I remember I enjoyed being the campaign manager for someone else to win the election more than myself running for the election. Every time I'd say, oh, I'm going to run this year to be sophomore class secretary, I end up being the campaign manager. And guess what? I had more joy helping others reach success. So if I go back to the one thing I've really learned in life, in discovering you and your full potential, it's all about serving others. And as you serve others and make people happy, you become so happy. So through going through how many years, okay, aging is not a requirement. It's an option, and all old ages is when your disappointments and discouragements outweigh your dreams, Crystal. When you start talking more negative, and a lot of us have so many things today because we live in a very challenging world. And as I look back on my life, I had a lot of discovery to find out about this world. Yes, there's a lot of wickedness, and there's a lot of purity and a lot of goodness out there. And the better we get at being good, that means being kind, that means being respectful, that means being appreciative. How many times do you thank a person in the day, or are you spending more of your time criticizing others? to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. And when you get into that element of criticism, and that doesn't mean you don't communicate, but learning to communicate, that's why the image profile system on MelodySecret.com, one of the things that we will be doing is certifying and training people as life talent and happiness coaches with the image and profile system, which is unique and cutting edge. I used it years ago in corporate America and with national and international beauty pageants, with my two magazine columns with Shape Magazine, with the college courses I taught in Morristown, New Jersey. There's just a whole life experience that I've learned from my image profile system. We really, when we judge others, we're not happy. And when a person takes a personality profile, you learn that everyone has strengths and weaknesses. And everyone needs to learn what those are. What we do is we teach people with the image profile system and Melody's Happy World, Worldwide Happiness Crusade, we teach them to love themselves properly. A major thing that keeps people from loving themselves properly is abuse. It is very hard today to find people that are nice, that are complimentary, that are thankful, that are appreciative, unless you go to where those people hang out. Where would those people hang out? Usually in places that promote wellness and happiness. It could be a fitness club, a spa, a happy restaurant, a church, a motivational seminar. We have to go around people that we want to be like. If you hang out in a bar a lot, and I'm not saying a bar is bad, I'm just saying you have to be really careful when people are under the influence of a narcotic, of a drug. Ask people, what do you do to be happy? What do you do to make others happy? What do you do to make a difference? When you find those questions answered with people, you'll know if you will pick up positive frequency. And Crystal, since you are fighting against sexual abuse, verbal abuse, I have to say, one of the biggest problems that is tragedies that is hitting the world in America is sexual abuse, verbal abuse, drug abuse. And had I not gone through certain things in my lifetime, and I could say, oh man, Melody, you are a victim. Oh Melody, your children have been victims. To give you a little of my background, I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah. I never even heard the F word till I was like 38 years old when I was in New Jersey. I heard it and I thought, oh, how weird. Then I go, the frequency changes when people use profanity. It's not that we're judging people if they say their swear word. If it changes your frequency, if someone is yelling at you, if they are putting you down with verbal abuse, that triggers your frequency to go down and you can't be inspired and uplifted to create a heaven under your own roof. So what I have found, Crystal, is that happiness comes in starting with you, your good nutrition, and I totally believe in that. And if you want to watch any of my videos, Melody's Happy World YouTube channel, I have a worldwide happiness crusade that I started about 14 years ago with my daughter, Jackie Jensen. And it came to the point where I go, wow, if you're a victim, if you're suffering from verbal, sexual, or physical abuse, or you're suffering with your own challenge of how you think about yourself, we start today. No more pity parties. You have a mission in this world, and it begins the first in the morning with your stretching, you're exercising, you're drinking of the water, and your good nutritional program for the day. And watch how your frequency goes up, and watch how much happier you'll be when you know you're eating correctly and doing your stretching and doing your acupuncture and doing your laser treatments and the new technologies of laser technology. I'm really into that now. I'm teaching people how to have a spa in their own home. And by having a spa in your own home, Crystal, what happens? You become that person you want to be because you're taking care of yourself. Today, after tragedy and divorce, a lot of people look back and they say, God, maybe I could have been a little nicer verbally. And maybe I could have been a little bit appreciative. We all have things where we know we've made mistakes, but we learn from them. Every day we should thank at least 5 to 10 people for something. Every day we should thank ourselves for being appreciative of taking care of our own body and our own life. And look in the mirror and say, I'm proud of you today. You helped someone. You paid it forward. The more good you do in life, the more you serve others, the happier you become. You start eating the right foods. You start exercising. I have dealt with so many people with sexual abuse. I'm a victim of sexual abuse. My daughter's been a victim of sexual abuse. A lot of people have. Today, it's running rampant. I'm on a crusade. And when I lived in Newport Beach for 10 years, I started doing a red carpet event. You can see them on Melody's Happy World YouTube. And what we did, we had a beautiful day, and my daughter sang, and we had a banquet. I took 400 people to dinner, and we focused on the dream, not the problem. That's what you have to do when you are suffering. And I tell people, men are visual, women are verbal. A woman talks 25 to 50,000 words a day. By the time she just worn up, the man wound up, the man has quit listening. So one of the best things you can do is to realize that men are usually visual, women are usually verbal. And there's different love languages I teach people, which I don't have time to go into a whole life training session, but there are 5 different love languages. In order to make any relationship work, you need to understand people. And that's why my image profile system is so valuable. We'll be launching these seminars, Crystal, as soon as possible. This psychological profile was written for me over 35 years ago with my image centers that were in the biggest spa chain in the country. But we've added to it the language of dress and color, more for after tragedy and divorce, what do you do with your life. And when we do this assessment, if I do it over the phone with my life coaching or whether I do it in a seminar, we're going to train people to be happiness, life, and talent coaches. And instead of concentrating on our pity party, you know, oh, we were abused our whole life, learn from it and let's help others heal. So the whole purpose of me creating MelodiesHappyWorld.com back 14 years ago and doing my red carpet events. And we had 4 different bands. We had a fashion show, a day of fun. And we'll be starting those again, which if you tune into my network, you'll be invited. And we just have a blast. And the whole idea is to focus on the dream, not the problem. Let's say you're in a bad marriage. You feel that he abuses you or you abuse him. That's the number one thing that kills a relationship is the communication of criticism and putting each other down or yelling. I told a guy the other day, I said, don't overtalk me, please. Just listen. And a woman can do the same thing. And once you find out your personality profile, it's so fun because you go, whoops, I'm that personality that needs to work on communication. And I teach you how with the language of dress and color where you can identify when you are at the restaurant or you are meeting someone, you kind of know before who you're dealing with. But ask people, what do you do to be happy? Ask more questions before you get into relationships. It's one of the best things I would tell people to prevent abuse. If you're a victim, you've got to find out about people. Ask them, what is your favorite color and 3 adjectives that describe it? Ask them, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite animal? What's 3 adjectives that describe it? When they tell you that, it's talking about themselves, and they don't even know it. We need to be around people that are happy people. Of course, not everyone's happy today. They have financial woes. They have relationship woes. So the whole thing is create heaven under your own roof. And the music you listen to, the frequency of music affects your mood. If you yell or you use profanity, it totally destroys your frequency. The whole idea is to be nice and kind, appreciative, respectful, and that's what the Melody's Happy World Crusade is all about. And we will be doing concerts. My daughter's a singer-songwriter. She's on a show coming up with Crystal, Jackie Jensen, and we're going to be launching our seminars again, and conventions, our happiness conventions internationally, and hopefully we will have our own Melody's Happy World hotels and resort spas. But we teach people to have a spa in their own home and get into feeling good and looking good and being happy. When people say, what do you do to be happy? Have something to tell them. I asked a client the other day, okay, what do you do to be happy? And how would you describe yourself? And she said, I'm exciting. And I forgot what the third one she said. But anyway, you become what you think you are, and what you think you do becomes what you think you are. So if you're using profanity or you put people down, you'll get more of that coming back to you. It's a law of the universe. What goes around comes around. And people that get into addictions, it's very difficult. I don't know how many people I've coached. They've been bipolar, ADHD. They've been sexually abused. They've had extreme hard things happen, rape and all of that. And it's really hard to come out of that. But the best way you do it is if you don't go within, you go without. And I truly believe in God. I believe that He helps you through these things. If you don't believe that, do your meditation about it and really go within yourself. And turn on some beautiful music and do your body tapping. And there's wonderful things on YouTube, and I have them on Melody's Happy World. If you go into the wellness link, I have 2 videos a day, Keep the Doctor Away. And that's the reason I created it, because I went through so much hardship, losing my money about 4 to 6 times, get ripped off, have sexual abuse, verbal abuse, mental abuse with family members, my daughter and myself, and we made it through the rain. And it was because we turned to God and we went within, and we started with our good nutritional program, our good food supplements, which I believe, and we ended up serving others. And by doing that, if it's just giving thankfulness to people, if it's just taking one of my videos and sending it out to 10 people, so what happened when I was at one of my lowest moments is when my mom was suffering with dementia, and she fell and broke her femur. And I have a whole seminar on what you do when you get an injury. As we get older, we fall, or we're on a walk. I was just down in Dana Point a year ago after my mom died. Jackie, my daughter, and I went on a walk, and I tripped on a step. I was just walking the sidewalk, I thought. I was talking to her, and I didn't know that the sidewalk dropped off. Immediately, I started tapping around the knee, saying positive reinforcement. I am great. I love my knee. I appreciate my knee. I started swishing around my hand, tapping around, doing my Tai Chi, doing my acupuncture with my hands. And there's going to be videos on my website that you can learn how to do this. And it's a great service, MelodiesHappyWorld.com. If you do 2 videos a day, I can tell you, you'll keep probably the doctor away and the depression away. And that's what happened. And would you believe I was up and walking? People couldn't believe it. Jackie says, Mom, do you want me to call an ambulance? I said, no, I can do it with my massage and tapping. And I got up and walked. Well, guess what? About a month ago, which is a year later than the other fall, we were moving her music equipment. And I turned the corner real fast. The movers were here for a new studio she was moving to. And guess what? I fell and had 9 stitches. Having those 9 stitches made me really appreciate. If you fall, it changes your life. And so I did the tapping. I did my good nutrition. But I wasn't able to exercise like normal. And would you believe, I had being the age of 71, 6 years ago, I was age 38 on this machine. Because I went through a lot of stress with family members and abuse and my mother dying and everything, I found out that if you stop exercising and you stop doing a lot of the good nutrition and you get too much sugar, you're going to have a problem healing. And if you have an addiction with anything, there can be sexual abuse, there can be abuse to alcohol, to drugs, it all takes an effect. Now, with myself, I wasn't exercising that much because of my fall. And you will pay the price. So there's things that I like to show people when you have a fall. I'm going to start doing a podcast on wellness and anti-aging, because aging is not a requirement. And there's things that you can do. You have to keep the oxygen and the circulation going. When the circulation stops and the oxygen stops, the inflammation grows. So you start aging. So I found out with myself with this last fall, in about 6 weeks, not doing what I normally did, I've aged about 10 years. That's what one little fall can do. Because when they put me on the machine, I jumped from, 38, 6 years ago, to 71, which I am now. So I'm really kicking it in now with my stretching and everything, because a fall can really take you down. And a lot of times when people are under stress or they're victims, it seems like more and more things happen. So we've got to really start today. You all just know that I'm sending my positive frequency out to you and to Crystal. And I love people. I want to help people. And I feel like we all have a purpose in life. And if we just focus on being more kind, nicer, kinder, more appreciative, more thankful, it's amazing, the law of the universe, how you'll be led to the right people. And we have to stay away from toxic people. That doesn't mean we don't love them, we don't appreciate them, and that we're not kind to them. But you have to be around people you want to be like, because you become like the people you hang out with. So verbal is very, very important to women especially. And if you have any put down, women remember one unkind thing for years. It's hard for them to forgive. So if men are listening today, one of the best things you can do is be kind verbally to the women in your life. And 80% of product purchase controlled by women. Women are very excited in changing the world today because they're the great communicators. But if you verbally abuse a woman, you know, she never forgets it. So it's really important to realize that everything that comes out of our mouth affects the person you're saying it to. And what you tell yourself, you become too. So I could go on and on with my life coaching and teach each and every one of you, but it all starts with building and creating heaven under your own roof.
Wow, you're amazing. You are so full of such an inspiration. Just listening to you talk, I want to learn more. I mean, you've really opened my eyes to a lot of things. And one of the things that you had said about, you know, toxic environments and, you know, aging, you know, I've noticed since, like, I was in a toxic environment, obviously, with my previous career, and I have noticed that, you know, I've even had people tell me that I look so much better since I've been away from there. Like, my skin looks better, like, you know. Like, if you look at my pictures, you know, so I really believe that when you're in a toxic environment, it does really affect you. Because, I mean, it was affecting my health horribly when I was there due to the harassment and everything. And, you know, since I've been away from there, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. And, I mean, I'm not going to say I don't have trauma, you know, from it, because obviously it went on for years. So it's hard to heal from that. But I'm getting through it. And, you know, I feel a little bit better since I've been away from it. It's just, it's like a breath of fresh air, I guess, is what I'm getting at. So everything you're saying totally hits home with me. So I thank you so much for talking about that.
Well, Crystal, this is the thing. Yeah. Every day when we wake up, we can say, this is going to be the best day of my life or the worst. And when you're a victim, it's so hard to get out of that pity party. It really is. And especially if it affects you financially. Like, I work with people in the business world, high level people, and they're waiting on their money to come in and all this. And I mean, it can make them ornery. It can make them mean. It, you know, finances, especially to the men, it runs the world because provide a lot for families.
or it can be a challenge for women. The man isn't providing. They feel like they're doing all the work, all the housework, the kids, and working. Today, couples have a lot of pressure on them. And so if you don't really go within, you go without. And I really truly believe that the place it starts is in the heart, for sure, and then the brain. The heart is the thing you want to keep pure and happy and take care of it. And every morning when you wake up, you present your Tarzan or your Tarzaness, we'll just say, for the woman, the princess warrior, and you beat on your chest. They've proven Tai Chi. You tap on your chest. I'm going to do a video on this because it helps so much. And you hear my dog in the background. He's a protector. I totally believe in dogs. And they help heal you. We've had an animal with, I've probably had 12 dogs that I've rescued. And they help give kindness and love and protection. And I'm so thankful for animals. That's one of the best things. And they've proven that it keeps you young, Crystal, when you walk a dog. It gets you out walking. And guess what else? You meet people. If you're looking to meet the right guy, go look for a loving man that's walking a dog. Because people who have dogs are really loving. And that's one place to meet people, is walking your dog. Oh, hi, how are you doing? Cute dog. Oh, what kind is it? What a great way. Or when you go to the supermarket, go to a supermarket that has, you know, health food stored. Like there's Whole Foods, there's Sprouts out here in California. One of the best places to go is people that are into health and fitness. And go to healthy stores. And even if they're a little expensive, that's where they hang out. If you want to meet the right people, you got to go where the healthy people go. If not, if you hang out in bars all the time, and like I say, I have a lot of friends that own them. And, you know, if I end up with my own Melody's Happy World Hotel, of course, you have your own restaurant with a bar. But you got to have a happy bar. So go where the happy people are, you know. But let me tell you, alcohol, I fell in love with two alcoholics. And talk about a learning experience. I was physically abused, mentally abused, and verbally abused. One committed suicide, and the other one was president of a New York Medical Society years ago. And this man I truly loved for 7 years. And I spent so much time making him carrot juice, making him this, making that. Burglarized. I ended up being hit. He hit me in front of my daughter. I ended up having verbal, physical, and mental abuse. But I had to go through this in order to teach others. I made the mistake 2 times of saying, I'll change him. I'll help him. And I'm not saying you don't do that, but it takes away a lot of your energy. And I probably spent 7 years, if not 10 years, trying to help 2 individuals get off alcohol. And people do get off. But I did age. I paid the price. And that's why I'm so into nutrition to make up for those lost years. And I remember how devoted I was. I'm the dedicated type. If I love someone, I really love them. And so, oh, I can change them. And they'd say, okay, well, I've gone 6 months without drinking now. So now what do I do? So I would coach him and all of that. And they'd say, well, I just want one drink. Just one drink, Melody. All I need, one guy liked white wine, the other guy liked the red wine. Now, who says what's wrong with wine? Wine's delicious. Well, I don't drink, but people say one drink, nothing's wrong with it. But if they're alcoholic, they start with one drink. Pretty soon it's one bottle. Pretty soon they're in the rehab. Pretty soon you're taking care of them. It's like a nightmare. And one of my friends did kill himself over it, and he ended up being a sexual predator. And an abuser and a rapist. And before he was arrested, he killed himself. So I'm going to be doing the Melody's Happy World movie. I've been through a lot, but I'm not in a pity party at all. And I can match probably all you guys' stories in many different ways. I've heard them. I've helped the people. And the best thing you can do is not be the victim anymore and turn that information and share it with others.
And if you're interested in being a life talent happiness coach, we are going worldwide with this happiness movement. We're going to be doing the movie business. My daughter's very talented in acting and in singing. And you focus on the dream, not problem. She's now a singer-songwriter. She'll be on a future program, Jackie Jensen. And we did red carpet events for 5 years, two of them a year. And we would take about 300 to 400 people to dinner. And I was making good money with my spray vitamins I was manufacturing at the time. And believe me, I've made money and lost money, made money and lost money. I've been ripped off. I go, why is this happening to me? I work so hard and then I'm ripped off hundreds of thousands of dollars. You know what? I could be so depressed today if I wanted to be. You just can't allow it. You have to control your thoughts, become your actions, and then it becomes your life. So pre-qualify anyone that is a friend of whether you spend much time with them. A lot of people today, too, talk about, oh, I don't want to get in a relationship because they're controlling. If they control your life that you can't do your dream, I came to a point in my life of 21 years of marriage where I got tired of being put down that I'm talking about my business or that I wear black a lot or I wear my hair pulled back a lot. Don't take it. Don't take it. You don't need to fight with anyone. You don't need to defend yourself. Just write down on a piece of paper and start your new life. I was married 21 years. I've been single 21 years. I have three children, 45, 40, and 31. I have four grandkids and one great-grandbaby. And I have just as much energy, if not more than all of them. And it because I know how to get rid of, they say, Zig Ziglar used to say, the motivational speaker, stinking thinking. Don't put yourself down and don't accept anyone to put yourself down. And I guess my dog is right here protecting, saying, yes, yes, Mom, you're telling him, huh, Jackson? Don't let anyone abuse them. You just start your new life and you be happy. You don't have to fight ever because when you fight with people, you get nowhere. All it does is change your frequency, make your body sick and old. And because I fell as a result of 6 weeks ago, I've had to learn how do you get back when you can't walk. And guess what? I'm so happy. I've got my lasers, nutrition, I've got my supplements, and I'm walking. And I'm going to go from 71 back to the 44 I'm supposed to be. Because 6 years ago, if you add up on that machine, it said I was 38 and I was 65 then. What did I do to change? Well, my mother passed away. We had an inheritance, all that to go through, and we had to go through different challenges. I mean, it broke my heart when my mom passed. And so when you add up what you go through, like driving back 12 hours back and forth to Utah and back and forth, back and forth. My stepfather was Speaker of the House for Utah, and my mom and him had a Reagan Horse Ranch, and it was just a big trauma when she passed. And Jackie sang Fly Me to the Moon as she was dying, but guess what took her down? Her falls. She had two falls and breaking two femurs. And so all of you, be careful when you walk. It can change your life. And when you're mad or upset, you could fall down the steps. You could fall on a walk. Just really get into swimming and tapping your whole body for love and kindness. And go on melodieshappyworld.com and watch two videos a day. Go to the wellness link every day. And that's why I started it. In the middle of the night, I was going through a hard time at mom's, and I said, I'm going to create a happier world. Here I am, 65 years old at the time, taking care of my mother. And what a blessing it was to forgive each other for the hardships we had growing up. Because my mom wasn't well all the time. She had phlebitis, neuralgia, cancer of the colon, and she ended up getting into nutrition and changed her whole life. And then we opened up with Southeast for a big company in vitamins back over 54 years ago. And I started the first aerobics in Mississippi. My ex-husband was a pilot in the Air Force. And so I've been into that and manufacturing nutritional holistic skincare, and Jackie, my daughter, has Jackie J Skin. I've used the products
aging is not a requirement. It is an option, and she's got the best products on the market. It's worked for me. People think I'm like, 55 or whatever. But when I got on this machine the other day, it said I was 71. I go, what happened? Well, I was under stress. My mom passed away. The circulation stopped, and you're driving in the car for 12 hours back and forth. Very important to keep that circulation going or you age. And if you're fighting with people, you don't get your oxygen. And that's why people have heart attacks when they have fights. I've heard people even have heart attacks having sex sometimes because, you know, they don't get their oxygen. So I'm telling you, if you want to be happy, you got to get the oxygen. It gets rid of the inflammation and pain, and then the circulation can happen. But if you're eating a lot of fried food, if you're eating a lot of sugar and salt, you're going to have health problems. And it's very difficult to get off Diet Coke. That was my thing. I would eat real healthy, but I had to have that Diet Coke, man. And I started noticing my neck would get stiff, my shoulders would get stiff, and it's every time I go back to that drink, Diet Coke. It's really wild, but I'm affected by it. So watch, your body tells you when you're eating something you're not supposed to have. And for people that drink and are on drugs, they have no idea how it ages you. In fact, with every drink, people should drink 3 glasses of water because it dehydrates you. And with every drink, and even coffee. Coffee's good for a fatty liver and certain things, but if you overdo it, it can make you really hyper, can get addicted to people. You can get addicted to things that make you sick and ugly. And if you don't want to be, you know, the age that you are and you want to look 10 years younger, your body will tell you when you eat. I can tell when I eat a Mexican food now, too much salt. Okay, what's that going to do? I'm going to get more inflammation. And guess what? I'll have more pain with inflammation. Everything is circulation and oxygen, and that's why it's so important in exercising. So, Crystal, what are things that you're going to do to be happy after this conversation?
Well, I'm going to continue to take vitamins and, try to get my rest every day, and I'm going to start exercising more and, I'm going to continue trying to spread awareness for the Voice for Victims because I'm trying to obviously try to spread awareness so that other people don't suffer in silence like I did for years and like you did for years and many other people probably have been doing for years. So that brings joy to my started the Voice for Victims podcast and Voice for Victims LLC because I feel like I'm giving back to the community and I feel like I'm helping somebody. Even if I only help a handful of people, I'm still helping someone. And if anything that any of these shows bring awareness, then I feel like I did my job.
And see, that's just going to the grocery store or going to a clothing store, one of the most fun things you can do that I do, I go on a walk. And then from my house, I'll go 2.5 miles to the town, and then I'll eat out. And I'll meet people there, and then I walk back 2.5 miles. That's what I was doing, was the 5 mile. And not doing it, my body, with the fall, I couldn't do it. But I have to say, I went to Balboa Island with my dog, and we walked like 4 miles a few days ago. And I walked the 5 miles last week. So I'm just kind of taking it easy because I did have stitches right on top of my kneecap, and they're out now. But it taught me, so I can share with you, all of you, no matter what, don't get discouraged. You just start with today and take your deep breaths because oxygen is what helps, Crystal. It really is. When we get mad and yell, people have more, when they have a fight with someone, they don't get the oxygen. So that's when you have the heart attack. They say that if you laugh a lot, that's one of the best things you can do is laugh. I have a gentleman who came to my red carpet event years ago, Laughing Yogi, and I'll be calling him back to come back. But he goes to hospitals and teaches people that through laughter, you'll be younger And but through criticism and through putting people down and changing your frequency, you will age. So, you know, aging is not the requirement. It's how you act, how you think, how you do, you become. And because I've been through, you know, falling twice in the last year, I realized that I have to really pay attention to that I don't fall again. So it took my mom down. She fell two times. Then they get depressed. Then they put you in a nursing home or a rehab. She had a beautiful country club rehab. But guess what? The big thing you have to worry about there is it's depressing being around all the people that are moaning and groaning and complaining and in their pity party. So you become like what you're hanging out. Now, there are new retirement centers. They're improving on all that. And that's one of my missions, is to help seniors, because in those places they feed them hot food sundaes and ice cream to make them happy and their comfort foods. My mom gained like 30 pounds in the retirement home she went into when she broke her leg. And so we have to really take care of our seniors today. It's not fair that we don't teach them and share with them good nutrition and walk with them and talk with them. Don't turn them over to other people. And you know, the abuse happens in senior homes too. And so whoever your family is around, that's what their environment is. So if you've been through abuse, you check things out before you put a parent in a retirement center or in the hospital. In fact, my goal is to not go to the hospital. I've only been to the hospital since Jackie was born. She's 31 years, only one time since. And that's when I thought I had COVID. My oxygen was low. And my kids put me in there, and I go, oh, my gosh, I'm going to do Melody's Happy World in this hospital. This is so depressing. People are just laying around. The lady that was in the room next to me, I go in with 89 oxygen. And you're not supposed to go under 93. I'm taken to emergency. And I go, here I haven't been to the doctor in 31 years since I had my daughter, because I've been so healthy. I don't get colds. I don't get sick. But I guess God wanted me to learn what it's like to be in the hospital. Now, there's great doctors, great nurses, great people. But guess what? It's a big moneymaker, man. And once you realize that the best doctor is yourself and the Lord, and the thing that happens, I go in there, and people are so depressed in the energy. I got up and started walking around. Now, I'm supposed to be laying in my bed, right? I go, I'm going to create a happy room here. Call the dietitian. I says, listen, I don't need cookies and soda pop. I mean, this is going to create me to be diabetic. Can I please have broccoli and vegetables and you know, good wholesome water, fruits and vegetables? They said, you know what? We need to do that more. Yes, we will get that to you. Well, anyway, there must have been cameras on me because, Crystal, you would laugh, but I was up doing exercises, right? Now, I go in because my oxygen is 89. And, of course, they say that I had COVID, but I didn't have the other symptoms, but I got put in. I said, I'm not taking the shot because my family actually had phlebitis and gets blood clots. They say, okay, we won't make you take a shot. So basically, I was in there watching everyone coming in and with this COVID thing this last year. And what was so interesting is how people stopped moving. They just lay in a bed. Well, that's the worst thing you can do, is just lay there. Even if it's bringing your knees up to your chest or, you know, exercising, doing your bicycle, laying down, you have to keep moving. You can't just be a vegetable, or you become a vegetable. Well, I was on the TV screen. They probably saw how happy I was when I had my low oxygen. And my oxygen went up because I was exercising. And then they moved me to the top floor. And these doctors came in and said, well, now you need to take the shot. And I says, well, I'm fine. I do good nutrition. I haven't been sick in 31 years. And, you know, I don't want to have clots. And so they didn't make me take it. The doctor, after he saw me, how I was exercising on the top floor, they moved me next to someone that had COVID too. And that woman had kidney stones, but they told her she had COVID. So she was being treated with that too, even though she went in for kidney stones. So I go, you know what? Let's exercise. So I'm life coaching her, and we were laughing, and the head nurse came in and she goes, I'm right with you. Keep it up. And then the doctor, when I left,
He said, you know what? I'm coming to your seminars. He says, you're right on. He was from India, and he understood good nutrition and exercise. So, you guys, I made my mind up. I am not going to lay down and die. And I'm not going to be afraid of speaking my mind. And I did. And believe me, I don't get sick. I take my oregano oil, my dandelion, my black walnut, my echinacea, my cordyceps silver. You have to work extra hard for immunity today. Extra hard. And it's really exciting to know that you do not have to get sick. But the choice. You can be happy and create heaven under your own roof, or you can be sad and miserable and abused and sexually abused and verbally abused and just not do your mission in life. And I do believe, Crystal, we do face our maker someday, and your life is like a movie. You will see the good and the bad. You will see what you did to make the world happier or sadder. And my goal is to have Melody's Happy World go throughout the world and train and certify other people that want to be happiness coaches. So anyone listening, we will be doing seminars. I do life coaching over the phone. We do the image profile system. You can go to melodysecret.com. We've got it automated, and we're going to be having a great year coming up, a magnificent, and we're not going to let politics or anything stop our day from being happy. So I want to wish each and every one of you a wonderful day, and I'm just so blessed to be on this call. Thank you, Crystal.
Oh, thank you so much for being on the show. Do you want to say anything else?
I don't know, the show goes for how long?
Well, we only have about like 7 minutes left. So, I usually at the end just have you say your information of how people can get a hold of you, but you've already said that, so I can just go ahead and close the show now.
You want me to share my job?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, thank you. There's two websites. There's Melodies, M-E-L-O-D-Y-S, happyworld.com. And that's the one where you watch two videos a day, keep the doctor away. Basically, the home link is just a lot of variety talk shows and different things that I do have on YouTube. Then there's a purpose link, there's a seminar link, there's a family link. The one that you're going to probably really want to get into is the wellness beauty link. And there's a lot of great information. Two videos a day will inspire you, definitely. But there's motivational things on there that will change your life. Then you have Melody's Secret, and that's advertising what we're doing with the image profile system. And my two phone numbers, I do not just answer the phone because I get my phone will blow up. And what I do is I tell people, text me and say you were on the Crystal show, and then I will call you back. But my two phone numbers, 909-229-5595. I'll repeat, 909-229-5595. And I do consultation for life, talent, and happiness coaching daily, and we can do it on the phone. The seminars will be announced, and the conventions and the red carpet events and the concerts we're working on now, and the story, Melody's Happy World movie. We'd love to have you part of our happiness crusade. It's going worldwide. We'd love you to take to your city, your state, and be the first life, talent, and happiness coach with Melody's Happy World. And go into the YouTube, subscribe to the YouTube, Melody's Happy World. And you'll also see Melody and Jackie Jensen, too. Jackie will be on in the near future. Crystal, you maybe can tell them when she's going to be on. But she and I, as a mother-daughter team, hung in there together, made it through our hardships, and we're both focusing on the dream, and that's helping people today be happier. So I have another phone number, 626-422-6641. And the best thing is to text me, and I'll be glad to call you, and we can set up an appointment over the phone or tell you when our latest seminars and things are.
So thank you so much, Crystal, for the opportunity today.
You're welcome. And Jackie Jensen, her daughter, has the Jackie J skin, I'm sorry. And I've actually been using that skincare for the past, 3 or 4 months, and I absolutely love it. It's the best skincare I've ever used, and I've noticed changes in my skin by using it. So I would definitely recommend getting that skincare from her, Jackie J Skin. You just look her up online, and you can order it. And then she's going to be on the show on the 25th. So stay tuned to her coming on the show. She's going to be talking about her life story and her career and everything. So, well, thank you again for coming on the show, Melody. And thank you, everyone out there, for listening. And I hope everyone has a blessed week. And till next time, go out and serve others, not only for yourself, but for someone else. Have a good night,
and
everyone.
And it keeps you young serving. Thank you so much, Crystal. Have a wonderful happy day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Hello. Voice for Victim Podcast wants you. Voice for Victims Podcast is dedicated to educating the community about various aspects of victimization and giving victims an opportunity to speak up. Currently, the podcast is heard nationally on Thursday nights. It is carried on Blog Talk, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple. If you support what Voice for Victims is doing, please contact voiceforvictimspodcast.com and a representative will contact you with further details. Thanks for listening and your support.
Voice for Victims Podcast. Stand up for what is right and leave a legacy behind for others to follow. By Crystal Starnes. Always stand up and make a difference for yourself or someone else. Don't ever suffer in silence.
Check out the Comfort Circle every Thursday at 7 p.m.
Janet Lopez most recently completed 3 films and has an upcoming red carpet premiere. If you would like to know more about her, you can follow her on Instagram at JaylaXOXO. That is J. JaylaXOXO, or Google Janet Lopez. Voice for Victims Podcast is here to serve the community. If you are a victim, survivor, advocate, legal expert, educator, then this show is for you. Go to voiceforvictimspodcast.com and fill out the questionnaire if you want to be the next candidate on the show.